This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Thursday that it's a dangerous moment in the Middle East. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
Secretary Austin said at a Thursday press briefing that this was a dangerous moment in the Middle East, but the United States would work to avoid a wider conflict.
In terms of escalation in the Middle East, our goal was to make sure that we contain this crisis in Gaza and that we prevented things from spreading to a wider conflict. Now, there's a lot of activity in the region, but there's always been a lot of activity in the region.
Austin restated that the United States would have a multi-tiered response to the deadly attack in Jordan that recently killed 3 U.S. troops. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
European Union leaders meeting in Brussels Thursday agreed unanimously on a $54 billion support package for Ukraine. The agreement came just an hour into the EU summit in Brussels, with Hungary surprisingly voting to support it after vetoing virtually the same package in December and recently threatening to do so again. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told reporters it was a special day in Europe.
The European Council reconfirmed Europe's unwavering commitment to stand with Ukraine. We all know that Ukraine is fighting for us, so we will support them with the necessary funding and provide them with the much-needed predictability they deserve.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed his gratitude for the unanimous vote in a virtual address to the EU Council. Zelensky said the package comes at a good time as Russia's war efforts in Ukraine are being bolstered by artillery shells and ballistic missiles from North Korea. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine claims its sea drones sank a Russian ship. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Ukraine says sea drones were used to take out a Russian warship in the Black Sea. Ukraine's military intelligence agency, known by its Ukrainian acronym GUR, published a video it said showed naval drones assaulting the Russian missile-armed cutter Ivanovets on Wednesday night. Meanwhile, Russian investigators alleged that a Russian military transport plane that crashed last month was brought down by 2 U.S.-made Patriot missiles fired by Kyiv's forces. Disinformation has been part of the grinding war, which marks its second anniversary on February 24th, and it's not possible to independently verify either side's claims. I'm Norman Hall.
Mexico's president has suggested that talks with the U.S. government on migration and drug trafficking could suffer after media reports of a U.S. investigation into alleged drug money donations for his 2006 campaign. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador suggested U.S. officials should apologize for what he called baseless allegations. He said it would be hard to sit down and talk about some of the most pressing issues in bilateral relations until that happens. He did not specify who he wanted to apologize, but suggested that the U.S. State Department should say something. American Express is rolling out updates to its Delta Sky Miles credit cards that'll bring additional benefits for customers to try to ease some dissatisfaction with changes to the rewards program last year. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
While the updates come with a higher annual fee, Amex believes the new benefits will make up for that. They're adding more money in flight credits, restaurant credits booked with Resy, and rideshare credits. The higher annual fee for the new benefits on the Delta Gold card is up by about $50, and the fee on the Delta Platinum card and Reserve card are up by $100. When Delta made changes to its SkyMiles program last year, customers saw it as a watering down of the program. Delta customers were being asked to spend large sums of money on airfare or the credit card to be granted elite status, and the airline was going to restrict the number of entries a customer could get to its airport lounges based on status. Delta CEO Ed Bastian apologized and rolled back on those changes. I'm Haya Panjwani.
An American founder of a Haitian orphanage who was accused of forcing 4 boys to engage in sexual acts more than a decade ago will remain behind bars for now. A magistrate judge in Colorado ruled Thursday that Michael Gallenfeld should be sent to a halfway house with a GPS monitor, but federal prosecutors said they would appeal the decision to a federal judge in Florida. The Colorado judge's order will not take effect until there is a ruling in Florida. Gallenfeld was indicted last month and accused of traveling to Haiti, quote, for the purpose of engaging in any illicit sexual conduct with another person under 18. Gallenfeld has in the past denied allegations of being a serial abuser. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.